Greetings once again, friends and neighbors. I must apologize for all the wanton, woeful witterings in my previous post. They obviously prevented me from getting to the meat of my update as quickly as I should have done. So, apparently, I am in desperate need of somehow learning the art of conciseness. Oh, wow, now I feel like that bloke from Pygmalion. I'm willing to tell you, I'm wanting to tell you, I'm waiting to tell you, or however that went. It was something like that anyway. Right, so, as I was saying before I ran out of time, what else is new? That I felt so strongly opposed to the change that these backbenchers want to make to our national anthem that I was compelled to call into the talk show on which this change was being discussed. Now, I did have to express my utter disapproval with the terrible grammar that this change would entail. But it wasn't just that I wanted to talk about. I mentioned at the end of my last post that the line, "In all thy son's command," was included to honor all the young men who had fought for this country in World War I. Now, generally speaking, I'm all about gender inclusivity, and I can sort of understand why some people want to change this line. Mind you, if we're going to do that, it should be changed to "in all of our command," not "in all of us command." I mean, good grief. Surely even backbenchers are smart enough to know that that's completely ungrammatical. the former English major in me totally had to revolt at that one. But what also really bothers me about this change is that I think it would be a very poor way indeed to repay all the noble efforts of the soldiers who fought for the freedoms that we enjoy today. I mean, they gave their blood, sweat, tears, often their very lives, so that we can actually enjoy such things as gender inclusivity today. So to me, this is a matter of national heritage. And I think it's very important to keep the line as it is to honor all the soldiers that fought for everything that we consider so important today. And I felt so strongly about that, yeah, I was able to do something completely out of character and actually call up a radio station. As I said, I can ramble away no problem on Audio Boom because I feel like I have a bit more control. And it doesn't bother me, but actually talking to a talk show host and knowing that everything I say at that moment is going out over the airwaves, that's a bit daunting. I did it a couple times a number of years ago, but it was so nerve-wracking that I thought I'd never be able to do it again. And I did. I just thought, no, you know what? This change is so appalling that I've got to make my opinion known somehow. And hope that others will understand and feel the same. And hey, guess what? I wasn't the only person that called to comment on the terrible grammar. Two other people did as well. And one said, "I'm a grammar Nazi. I can't stand this." So, I don't like the term grammar Nazi. I really don't. But grammarians for the win! Yeah, I especially don't like the term grammar Nazi when it's applied to this kind of issue. But I'm still glad that I wasn't the only one that called to express ire and disapproval. Anyway, right, I'm really done now. I just had to say that as egotistical as this may sound, I'm proud that I was able to actually call up and do this. I think I expressed my views fairly cohesively. possibly not as eloquently as I would have liked to have done, because I was put on the spot. The producer answered the phone right away, and he said, oh, the host will be able to take your call immediately. And I was like, oh dear. I called before I could really formulate my thoughts into some semblance of order. But I managed. I did it. And hopefully I can do it again. I know that may sound strange to you, that I am trepidatious about this kind of thing, given that I've posted like 960 odd boos. But yeah, somehow posting to Audioboom is different, because people will be listening later and they can skip over what I have to say if they want to. Also, I know that all of you are truly wonderful, non-critical, non-judgmental listeners, and I've never had a negative comment that I remember anyway. If I have, then I've completely forgotten, and it doesn't matter. So I know that I'm posting to completely non-judgmental parties, and that makes it much easier to talk. Right, the talking is done. Take care, folks.